Good morning. 6:26 a.m. I'm late. I have 19 minutes to get home before the alarm goes off, and I have to wake up the kid. And I'm hiking along trying to get the walk in before I have to wake her up. The daylight savings time gave me light at 6 o'clock. I wasn't quite prepared for that, so I was a few minutes late leaving the house, which means I've made up a couple of minutes in the first mile. I'm hiking along trying to make up the rest of the time. November the 2nd, if I didn't say the date before. And frankly, I have no idea what I'm saying right now. So, yeah, 6:26, November the 2nd, 2015. NaNoWriMo Day 2. Word count, 8,700 words. Most of all of those in the last 24 hours. Because we stayed up late Halloween. Because the younger daughter was out. And by the time we got her home, it was late. She'd gone to a party with her friends, which was a good thing. She got home late, which wasn't. Particularly since I had to go out and drive to pick her up. So I didn't get to take my pills until later in the evening. At a time where I'm usually sound asleep, as a matter of fact. So, got to sleep late, woke up late. Got a late start yesterday morning. And struggled all day trying to make 10 grand for the day. Ended up 7,300 yesterday. I'm at 8,700 now. So I've made 1,400 words in the last, I'm going to say 2 hours. Not my usual 1,000 words an hour, but 700 words an hour. Not quite awake. Still quite hungry. I'll take it. That's 1,400 words I'll be able to start the day with when I get some breakfast, when I get settled. I won't be able to do that for maybe 4 hours yet. I've got to take the kid to school at 8. Then I have therapy at 10 with a gap in the middle that is awkward. I hope I'll be able to get a few words in. What I plan to do is get a grocery list together before I take the kid to school so I can stop and get groceries before I get settled. So that will eat up the time between dropping a kid and leaving for therapy. It will take it up and use it in a productive manner. So, good morning. Yeah, I'm this morning in large part because I'm trying to stay focused. I'm trying to get into the flow. If I can get into the flow, I'll be able to bring my average up to 10K a day. Even if I don't bring the average all the way up, even if I just find the stride that lets me reach 10K a day tomorrow or the next day. Yeah, probably won't be tomorrow. I've got a dental appointment with Novocaine and drilling and everything else. So, I'm not overly optimistic about word count for tomorrow. Life happens, you have to roll with it. The upside is that I can probably use the writing to distract myself from the aftermath of dental work. I'll make sure I get a good breakfast so I'm not looking for lunch when I come home and then unable to eat because half of my mouth is numb. So yeah, today is therapy, tomorrow is dentistry. I think the rest of the week is normal schedule, what passes for normal here. Next week, I get a bonus day because the family is making an overnight run to Denver to see the stage production of The Lion King. next Thursday. That will be 20 hours or so where I won't have anybody in the house but me. I won't have anybody I have to worry about doing anything for except me. The only meals I need to fix are mine. It'll be right like my hair is on fire for as many hours as I can scrape together, stay awake and productive. We'll see how that works out. I have no idea. By then, I might be toast. Quite honestly, I might be toast. At any rate, new month, hello. Welcome to Talking on My Morning Walk. If this is your first time visiting, let me assure you that just like the share books, nothing happens. I walk, I talk. I talk about whatever I happen to be thinking about. If it goes into my head, it comes out of my mouth. Pretty much unedited. I try not to do anything rash, like talk trash about anybody or tell stories that aren't mine to tell. But basically, this is what amounts to my morning pages. I try to do it every day. I don't manage to do it every day. But the reality is, this is something that I do for me, the walking. The talking is something I do just because I can and because people want to know what I'm up to. So, hi, good morning, welcome. So, Milk Run, oh my God. It occurred to me, I think it was, I don't know, Saturday night or something, I was talking to Dan Sawyer, who is, by the way, quite upset that I have signed an agreement with Podium to produce the audiobooks. He really wanted to get those himself to do for Artistic Whispers, his production company. But looking at the whole market as a gestalt, I really had to go with Podium. Now, Podium has only taken, and if you haven't seen any of the blog posts, or I haven't posted it someplace where you're reading this, Podium is only taking the Shares and the Seekers. They're taking Ishmael Wong books. They haven't taken South Coast, so that one will remain up. They haven't taken Tanith Fairport, so Ravenwood will remain up, and I still don't have a good plan for getting Zephyr's Call or Hermit into audio for people to hear. The folks at Podium said they would consider Tanith Fairport, but they kind of wanted to see how the share books were going to do first. When I got the contract on Friday, I was just a little bit leery. I'm still a little bit leery, but the upside potential is pretty good. And the downside risk is, I think, manageable. There is no... The non-compete clauses only are by title, not by universe, not by world, not by genre. They're very narrow. The only rights they've asked for are the... English audiobook rights. I think I talked about this before. At any rate, I did sign the deal, and I'm looking forward to see what they have to say about it today. I signed it late Friday. They're on the East Coast, so I suspect that they haven't seen the signed contract yet. And I need to send them a word processing document with the current version of the manuscript, which I don't have in any word processing file. I've got it in EPUB, and I think I talked about this before too. Now that I'm talking about it, I seem to remember Monk Post. I seem to remember saying something about using the EPUB version and stripping out the HTML, opening it in LibreOffice and then saving it as a doc file. So that should be pretty straightforward. And I need to send them all of the manuscripts. So they can get going on finding a reader, a narrator, and getting this thing off the ground. I have no idea how soon it will show up in Audible. My guess is at least a couple of months. If they can get it up by Christmas, that would be spectacular. That would be superior. I'm hoping. It's also probably why they're pushing me so hard to get this thing signed so they could get going. If they don't actually have somebody signed up to read this book yet, I'd be very much surprised. Okay, what time is it? 6:37, 38. I have 7 minutes. Morning. I have 7 minutes to make it back before the alarm goes off. I don't know if I can do it or not. So the milk run. Yeah, I was talking to Dan Sawyer, I was talking to Dan Sawyer, and he noted that my trying to plan a novel is sort of pointless. The planning happens on the page as I'm writing. Well, I only had a couple of missteps so far. I find myself telling rather than bringing the reader into the story. I find myself explaining things. So I have to stop every once in a while and say, no, that's not right. What would this look like? What would they be doing? Why is this piece significant? And because it's NaNoWriMo, I don't care. I just want to get the words down. And because that's actually the way I write anyway, I can clean it up in second draft, but I have to have first draft completed before I can waste a lot of time working on it. With 8,000 words at the end of the first 24 hours, I'm 10% through this book, which means 9 more days, somewhere around the 10th or 11th, or possibly the 13th, depending on how long the book goes. Milk Run should be complete in terms of story arc. Milk Run should be a whole novel. What am I going to do for the rest of the month, you might ask? I'm glad you asked that question. Seeker 2. To Fire Called. I plan to dump right into the next Ishmael book, and if I get that one done, I'm going to dump right into Smuggler 2. I want to get as many books done this month in November as I can. Now, I said that before. I tried to do it last year and failed miserably. By the time I got done with, not last year, the year before, when I was working on Hermit, by the time I got done with Hermit, I was like, I just want to sleep. Leave me alone. But I'm really motivated this year. I'm really psyched about the way the books are moving, flying off the shelf. The sales rank for Ashes is dropping, not exactly precipitously, but the first day spike has rolled off the window of opportunity there for the algorithms, and the hit on bestseller rank is about 100 to 200 points. So where I was hanging around 300, between 250 and 350, now I'm between 450 and 550. When I looked at it this morning, it was like 585. I wouldn't be surprised to see it drop down to 6 by the end of the day. It's still on the first page of bestsellers in space opera. Not so much in science fiction. I don't know where it is in science fiction overall. And it's certainly well down the ranks in science fiction and fantasy. Although, I seem to be hanging in as an author rank. I still seem to be hanging in around the top 20 in science fiction authors. And the top 50, top 30, somewhere around 37, 38. And overall science fiction and fantasy, which is awesome. So the books are holding on. The move to select, at least for the short term, looks to be a good one. Kobo seems to be doing some interesting things now that I'm gone. But if they keep on their current path, it's certainly possible that I could come out of select the end of, say, 6 months and go back to, at least go back to Kobo. I'm not 100% convinced about Nook. In 6 months, Nook may be gone. Barnes & Noble ebooks are going to be difficult. They still don't understand how that market works. They still don't understand what it means to be a player in a global marketplace. So I'm not that sanguine about going back into Nook. Okay, the house is in sight. Hold my own time. 6:43, 2 minutes. Turn the alarm off, because I don't think I'm gonna make it in time. Okay, the alarm is off. And so it won't ring and interrupt the recording and make the day just that much more challenging before I've even gotten back from my walk. So, yeah, don't be surprised if this gets posted a little bit late. I've got to wake the kid up, get her breakfast. I may or may not fix my own breakfast at the same time. A lot will depend on what she wants for breakfast. And then I've got to take her to school, and then between 8 and 9 mountain time, I might be able to get it posted up. We'll see how that goes. Okay, last street. And here I am. Okay, well, good morning. Welcome to a new month. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.